First is a not-for-profit organization that uses robotics as a platform to expose K through 12 students to STEM concepts. And so it ranges from kindergarten through kind of the top of the program, which is geared towards high school students, and that's called FIRST Robotics Competition. The FIRST Robotics Competition, the way it's run here, is a year-round event where Clarkson supports two of the local high schools. In this case, it's Messina and Salmon River High Schools, to design and build robots that will compete in an annual competition that changes year to year. The students are learning a design-build process that is very representative of what a practicing engineer would experience in terms of having a problem with constraints on time, money, personnel. And so it's a very real-world experience, and I think it is directly designed to enable students to get an appreciation of whether or not they would want to pursue a STEM career beyond high school. From a Clarkson perspective, it gives us a chance to have the Clarkson students serving as mentors. So whereas many FRC teams are sponsored by industrial entities like, you know, a GE or a United Technology, et cetera, because Clarkson is the sponsor, the mentors are actually undergraduate students, in some cases that are only, you know, a year removed from high school. And these students are learning how to be engineers themselves. And so they're learning a design process, but also learning how to communicate and work with others. And so it's a very relevant, I think, experience for the Clarkson students as well. And it's highly motivating to the high school students that are involved, because they can see kids that are, you know, not very far removed from where they'll be shortly, and see that it's very possible to do these types of activities. And so it can be very inspirational for them.
Hey, Libby, can you tell me a little bit about this year's competition, the challenge that the robot had to face and that you guys faced in building it?
Sure. So this year's game challenge in the FIRST Robotics Competition is called Ultimate Ascent. Every year the teams get a new game, a new challenge to kind of help build that design process in their minds, that they have to design for something different every year. So Ultimate Ascent is played on a 27 by 54 foot field. It is 3-on-3 robot games. The robots have, I believe it's 115 total frisbees on the field. And what they've got to do, they've got to take those frisbees from either a human driver or off a floor and throw them into goals that are about 10 feet off the ground. There are goals at different levels that allow for different design styles. You can design for the 1-point goal, the 2-point goal, the 3-point goal, or the 5-point goal. It's all different challenges. But you've got to take these frisbees and shoot them into goals. And your goal during the matches is for your alliance of three robots to beat the other alliance of three robots, but without destroying them. It's not battle bots. FIRST is about building the robot and making your design and showcasing what you can do rather than taking somebody else out of the competition. The other really intriguing part of this year's game is something that's never been seen before in a FIRST game, which is a sequential climbing. In the past, FIRST has had high bars that your robots have to hang from, or things to climb on, bridges to balance, sort of different things that make the end of the game very exciting. This year, in the last 30 seconds, there's a pyramid that's made out of steel. It's the highest point you can climb is 90 inches, and you get different levels of points based on different heights that you can climb on the pyramid. And the unique part of this year's challenge is that you can't just rocket straight to the top of the pyramid. You have to touch each bar of the pyramid in sequence. So it makes for a really interesting challenge. At a regional, there will be anywhere from 40 to 70 teams. And during the qualification matches, you are allied randomly on this field. So in one match, for example, at Manchester, one match, one of the Clarkson robots was on the same alliance with another one of the Clarkson-mentored robots. In another match, they might have been against each other. And it kind of cycles you through playing with different robots so that the referees can see your strengths and see where, see what your robot does specifically in order to rank them. And then for the finals, the top 8 ranked teams are allowed to select the robots that complement them best to play through the final rounds, which are a double elimination round, to figure out the regional winner.
Let me ask Brianna and Chris, and we'll start with Brianna. Once you see this challenge laid out before you with the frisbees and the pyramid, where do you start? What's the first thing you have to do while planning and building this robot?
Well, in the beginning, what we do is we strategize. We get in different groups at Clarkson for 2 days. The first 2 days of kickoff, and then we strategize on how we want our robot to work on the field. And then what we do is we design the next day in these groups, and we collaborate with each other and decide on what design would best work for all of us. And after that, we start building and testing and seeing how everything works well together. And once we come up with a final design, we just start building both robots.
Chris, if you could maybe jump in on this, how long does it take to come up with these preliminary designs? I mean, how intricate of a machine are we talking about here?
We get 6 weeks to do the whole process. So the first probably week and a half, 2 weeks is all design. And after we get what we want, we start going to the testing more, get prototypes built, see what works the best. Then we put it all together at the end and try to wrap it up as soon as we can, get some practice in if we can.
Where do you practice with these robots? In a parking lot or a gymnasium?
We use a gymnasium at Messina High School, and we do a little bit of practice at Clarkson University. We build the field elements and use that for practice.
Now, Chris, it strikes me that there isn't a whole lot of practical application in terms of building a robot that throws frisbees and climbs, just putting it out there. So what have you gained from this experience in terms of any engineering or, technical skills, would you say, going into what's going to be your last couple months in high school? And what do you intend to do with those skills?
After this year, I'm going to Ohio for diesel engineering, and I'll be doing a lot of the same kind of work.
Brianna, I would ask the same question. How are you going to apply what you've done in this and what you will continue to do in the first robotics competition to what you're going to be doing hopefully next year?
Well, I'm actually moving on to Clarkson University. That way I'll still be able to be part of the first robotics team there. And what I want to do is be an engineer as well. But my engineering studies program gives me a chance to venture out into all the different kinds of engineering. And I think that robotics has really helped me choose a great choice for my life because of the fact that I get to explore all these different fields of engineering and how it works and what else I could do with my life.
Darcy, what have you seen in your students that have gone through this? How have you seen, the students grow through this process? And do you think they'll be taking these experiences with them in terms of a future in engineering or a related field?
Absolutely. Many of the students here in Northern New York, I think, come from families who for generations have worked in the local industries. And now that several of those industries are not running at the capacity that they were decades ago, we are strongly trying to encourage our students to think outside of what their parents and grandparents had done and to break tradition. And this is an awesome program where their minds are opened up to different career possibilities that they may never have experienced or ever had any information on before now. And we take them to wonderful locations like Manchester and Boston and Pittsburgh and St. Louis, and many of them have never left Northern New York, and this is a wonderful opportunity for them to see what else is out there. And then they start networking with kids from other teams from all around the world, and their horizons are just broadened.
Libby, what do you see in the younger the students when they come in? Does it encourage you to see the next generation coming up and working on some of the same things that you're interested in? And what is your hope both for yourself moving forward and for them?
I grew up in FIRST, so I've always seen the transformation in FIRST. I've been going to competitions since I was a little kid, and I was on a team in high school. Being a mentor is about 1,000 times more of a rewarding experience than being on the team, and I hope, Brianna and Chris, that when you move on to whatever you're doing, that becomes a part of your life as well. Being a mentor and being able to work with these students gives me a lot of hope for the kids that are, for example, going to be coming into Clarkson University like Brianna. Being able to work on something that, you pour your heart and soul into is great. Building a robot is fantastic. Building people and helping a generation of kids understand what their options are outside of high school, that, being successful doesn't mean being a sports star or being in Hollywood. Making sure that kids have these realistic and really are inspired by these goals of going into science and engineering is so just wonderful. I'm planning on never ever leaving FIRST for my entire life. I know I'm gonna be a mentor forever because it's just one of the most rewarding things I've done with my college experience. Getting a degree and all is great, but I'm also I've decided that that mentorship and bringing kids up is that's what this is really all about.
Just to finish, your reactions to that. We'll start with Brianna, and I would ask Chris the same thing. Are you guys you guys feel the same way about the program?
I would definitely say I'd feel the same way. That's why I want to move on to Clarkson, is that way I can still be part of the team and mentor other kids and bring them up into science technology as much as I was. It was just a great experience, and it changed my entire life.
Yeah, it's a lot of the same here. I plan on, once I go to Ohio, there's a lot of teams out there that I'd like to see if I can help mentor them and help them move on and do the same things that I love doing.